Sherelle Parker is a former member of City Council. She represented the 9th District for 7 years, and before that, spent a decade in the General Assembly in Harrisburg. We just spoke about that. Now Parker says she is the best person to become mayor of Philadelphia. Sherelle Parker is here. Thank you so much for joining us in Studio 2.
Thank you so very much, Avi and Cherry, for having me today. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, so we're going to jump right in. We can repeat the cleanest, greenest, safest city. So we're not even going to talk about that at the top. Yeah. Instead, one of the things that has exhausted me about Philadelphia is this phrase. Philly is the poorest big city in America. It's a line that makes me cringe. What would a Parker administration do to ensure that we never have to say that phrase again?
Because my lived life experience has been closest to the people feeling the most pain in that area you just described, poverty, and I don't need to read a white paper about it and or get a lecture about what living through it means. I know that we need to do everything we can to put people on a path to self-sufficiency, despite where they start this race called life. So for me, that's access to workforce development opportunities for every industry that's thriving in our city. That's having those workforce development programs and a curriculum ingrained in our public school system, along with utilizing our Community College of Philadelphia. For me, and I'm a visual learner. I think about Power Up Your Business, a program that I started in partnership with CCP. Please Google it when you can. Restore, Repair, Renew, a program I champion. Philly First Home. Please Google them when you can. Access the revenue to make repairs to existing properties. Closing costs and down payment assistance for Philly First Home. It's those kind of programs where we use government as a tool to put people on a path to self-sufficiency. And I'm excited about them. And I want to do this across the city. And I didn't mention my baby, PHLTCB, Philadelphia Taking Care of Business, which helps people get put on a path to self-sufficiency, but also cleans the streets of our city. Other people talk about those things. I'm proud that I've done them when I had access to the opportunity to do so. I don't audit departments. I'm not a departmental leader. Philadelphia is about to elect a mayor, a leader, and that's who I've been, and it's who I will be in the future.
So I wanted to ask about your education plan. You've got some bold plans here, including keeping schools open from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and year-round schooling. And it sounds good, but I do wonder how you find the staff to make that happen amid a teacher shortage. And can you just give me a price tag on what that would cost? Because it's a lot of hours.
So, Avi, first for me, there is no candidate in this race who brings the level of intergovernmental experience that I bring to the table. I cannot think about the Parker education plan without telling you that first, Philadelphia doesn't have the tax base necessary to shoulder the implementation of the plan I've introduced, but rather will take great advantage of this unique historic opportunity that we find ourselves facing right now. That is with the Commonwealth's court decision about the funding for public education across the Commonwealth. Our state legislature will now literally work on not just what that formula looks like, but the amount of dollars that will be distributed through that formula. And our hope is that it will be a needs-based formula, and for the first time, having a very strong focus on capital improvements. But on the Philadelphia side, when I go advocating for the implementation of the plan, since I was there for 10 years, I know the first question they'll ask is, Sherelle, we know you, but what is Philadelphia going to put in the game? What skin in the game do you all have? I've proposed increasing the property tax portion, the school district portion of that property tax from 55% to 58%. Okay. Now, it's not going to, you know, result in $10 billion.
Sure.
You know, if it was a $10 billion plan, Philadelphians would have to shoulder paying $900 million in debt service on an annual basis.
So, but can you put a price tag on what you think you would need Harrisburg to give you to make that plan actually happen?
So let me go back to finishing this. A $10 billion plan and $900 million worth of debt service would mean that Philadelphians would have to shoulder that bill. And whenever someone proffers that kind of plan, two questions you must ask. What taxes will you raise and what services will you cut? While I cannot give you the specific dollar amount for how much it would take to open all schools at 7:30, close all schools no earlier than 6 p.m., I will tell you that innovative thinking about the workforce and who's providing the services, it won't just be our traditional teachers. Mm. We want leaders in the private sector in those industries that are thriving. So let me give you a quick example. I want students in the School District of Philadelphia being trained to build the 30,000 units of affordable housing that I am proposing in my plan and to build the new schools that we need here in the city. Well, the building trades via workforce development and collaboration will be a part of the School District of Philadelphia curriculum, actually doing the instruction. Picture that. Okay. Novel idea, the people who do the work doing the training.
We want to
I want to jump in because we only have a couple more minutes, but I got to ask you this question and challenge you a little bit because you've gotten a lot of support from unions, Black political leadership, a lot of establishment support. But a lot of the folks who criticize you, they say that a Parker administration would be more of the same and would be beholden to all the entities from Harrisburg to the unions to everybody else. Residents want change. Are you progressive enough to take the city to the next level? We have just about a minute.
I won't allow anyone to put me in a box. I have put together a broad-based coalition that no one expected us to. It transcends race, class, socioeconomic status, industry, and geography. And the reason why is we wanted a coalition that couldn't just simply help us get elected, but a coalition that could help us govern and get things done. If I was at odds with the building trades, how do I get them into the school district training our kids? If it was us versus them and I didn't have relationships in the business community, how could I get the leaders in life sciences and biotechs training our students to be the future lab assistants that we need in that growing industry? We need leadership that will unite our city. I am proud to have a broad-based coalition and people from different walks of life and industry, and it is something that we have not seen in our city, and I'm proud to be the person who will deliver it. Not manage it, not audit it, but actually lead it and then deliver tangible results that people in neighborhoods can see and feel.
Well, we would love to have more time, but we don't. That is Sherelle Parker running for mayor on the Democratic ticket. The primary is May 16th. Thanks for being here with us.